Milk Street Radio every Sunday from 10 to 11, right here on 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXC.org. How are you doing today? Thanks for hanging out with KAXC. We are bringing you American Roots. That begins in just a moment. Janet Florine hosting On the River after that from 1 to 3. Shiro's Radio with host Carmel Holt from 3 to 4. And from 4 to 5, The History of Jazz with Paul Kivi. Lots of great stuff on the way for you this Sunday, as always, here on KAXC. The Minnesota Department of Transportation will hold two open houses about Highway 210 construction through Brainerd, both on Tuesday of next week, March 25th, from noon to 2 or 4 to 6 at the Crow Wing County Land Services Building. The construction is scheduled for 2026 and 2027. Right now, let's kick off American Roots on member-supported KAXC.
The Historic New Orleans Collection, a free museum in the heart of the French Quarter, presents A Vanishing Bounty, an exhibition on Louisiana's coastal environment and culture. Experience the region's land, air, and water. A Vanishing Bounty tells a story rich in history, nature, culture, and caution. For information, hnoc.org. This is American Roots, with the late New Orleans Creole, banjo, and guitar player and noted raconteur Danny Barker. Born 1909, as jazz began, Barker studied music in school and in the street with his uncle, drummer Paul Barbarin. Danny Barker married singer Blue Lou DuPont when she was 16, and they moved to New York City, where he produced her recordings and worked in a variety of bands, including a decade with Cab Calloway, and players as diverse as Charlie Parker, clarinetist Sidney Bechet, and Albert Nicholas, a Creole French jazz singer. Barker would eventually record with Wynton Marsalis. Danny recalled his upbringing in music and migration north.
From an early age, in New Orleans, being a Negro, and you know, down here, I soon found out I would have to get a job real early. And I started choosing what kind of job I would do to earn a living. And I noticed quite a few people worked on the riverfront, you know, toting that barge, lifting that bale, doing that hot waking at 110 degrees sun, you know. And I know that wasn't for me, so I said, well, let me see what else I can do. Well, learn a building trade. Well, I tried painting, and then they come to me, will say, well, man, go on and play music. Because it was when I began to see the light and see what was happening was around 1917 and 18. And it was a mass migration north. And I heard about the fabulous cities of Chicago, which seemed like they were so distant, New York, and musicians were leaving, going to these places, and someday I want to see these cities. I had never seen snow, and I heard about I want to see snow one day. And so I said, well, a good way for me to get up there and to play is to learn an instrument. So I had my mind centered on learning one of the instruments. I tried the drum first, and the clarinet, then the ukulele craze came in. My aunt bought a ukulele, and she got this gusset up and she threw it in my lap and I picked it up and I was on my way from then on.
Danny Barker, in 1965, speaking of his early life, after returning to New Orleans, where he also played music, produced records, and became a jazz museum curator. Barker is especially beloved here for teaching young musicians who would carry on the New Orleans jazz tradition in the Fairview Baptist Church Band. More of Danny Barker's life in music coming up on American Roots. Here's Danny and his Creole Cats, 1953, singing with guitar on a New Orleans classic, a King Zulu 78 with local lingo on American Roots.
Dutima is a big fine thing. Who's that day swing I say? Dutima is a big fine thing. Who's that day swing I say? Dutima can shake that thing. Who's that day swing I say? Dutima can shake that thing. Who's that day swing I say?
saw. She does some things against the law. She took my paw right from my mom. I'm going to knock on her door. Wait for me on a Mardi Gras day. Sunday swing, I said. Wait for me on a Mardi Gras day. Sunday swing, I said. Do to my she show is fine. Sunday swing, I said. Do to my she show is fine. Sunday swing, I said. Do to my can drink some wine. Sunday swing, I said. Do to my can drink some wine. Sunday swing, I said. Tootie-ma went up the ramp, looking for some cat to vamp. Police put her right in jail, I will get her on bail. Tootie-ma is a big fine thing, Sunday swing, I say. Tootie-ma is a big fine thing, Sunday swing, I say.
Thank you.
trumpet at the Savoy, Danny Barker, guitar, with Jonah Jones on trumpet and his swinging band. The notable Milt Hinton played bass, and they were all members of Cab Calloway's band, recorded in New York, 1944. Danny Barker's range was amazing. We'll hear him in a few, playing bebop with saxophonist Charlie Parker. But first, the Creole French side of Barker on two 1947 songs led by New Orleans singer Albert Nicholas on clarinet, with Danny singing backup and playing guitar. One is a double entendre about the lady who hurts her big toe as she sashays about. The other is Creole Blues, both backed by James P. Johnson piano and Pops Foster bass on American Roots.
Ton radio, babe. This is American Roots.
Mamselle Josephine, les restait dans la rue Dauphine. Les glissait ainsi un bobine, cassé sorti champagne. Salut dame, bonjour. Salut dame, laissez-moi voir, coco, pas toto. Salut dame, bonjour. Salut dame, laissez-moi voir ton bon pas. Thank you. Si vous cuisez un poux pour moi, cuisez dans un fricassé. Pas oublier pour mettre la sauce tomate avec un gros gallon de vin. Salut dames, bonjour. Salut dames, laissez-moi voir ton bon voir Toto. Salut dames, bonjour. Salut dames, laissez-moi voir ton bon voir Toto.
On the road and on the radio, it's American Roots.
Danny Barker on guitar with the 25-year-old Charlie Parker on sax. 1945, a bebop tune called Street Beat from Sir Charles Thompson and his All-Stars. And we are back in New York City with Blue Lou Barker singing a song she wrote with Danny, their best-known composition, When American Roots Returns.
You are listening to American Roots here on KAXE, where we broadcast to small towns and townships in northern Minnesota, like Fauston, Nashwauk, Meadowlands, and Emily. We are people-powered radio, and we will get you right back to American Roots. We receive support from Edward Jones financial advisor, Christina Gallis, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. And from ICTV, stay tuned, stay connected, learn more at watchictv.org. At 2:30 today, the Heartland Symphony is presenting a concert at the Gichizibi Center for the Arts in Brainerd. It will feature the world premiere of E.N.T. Jones' film music, a piece inspired by Radiohead. And Project Read is accepting gently used children's books at the Community Education Service Center in the former Southwest Elementary Building in Grand Rapids. Now more from American Roots on KAXE.
This is American Roots with the music of banjo, guitar player, and raconteur, the late great New Orleanian Danny Barker. A big part of Danny's career was collaborating with his wife of 64 years, Louise Blue Lou Barker. Here with New Orleanians Wellman Bro bass, Paul Barbaran drums, plus Sammy Price piano and Red Allen trumpet. It's 1938 and Blue Lou sings the hit song they co-wrote, Don't You Make Me High, on American Roots.
Don't you feel my leg? Don't you feel my leg? Cause if you feel my leg, you wanna feel my thigh. And if you feel my thigh, you wanna go up high. So don't you feel my leg? Don't you buy no ride? Don't you buy no ride? Cause if you buy some ride, you're gonna make me high. And if you make me high, you're gonna tell a lie. So don't you make me high. You said you'd take me out and treat me fine, but I know there's something you got on your mind. If you keep drinking, you're gonna get fresh, and you wind up asking for this fine brown flesh. Don't you feel my leg? Don't you feel my leg? Cause if you feel my leg, you wanna feel my thigh. And if you feel my thigh, you wanna go up high. So don't you feel my leg.
Chippy Hill returns to the microphone to sing with the Stompers as we bring you Baby, Won't You Please Come Home. Thank you.
know what it means to miss New Orleans and miss it each night and day. I know I'm not wrong. The feeling's getting stronger the longer I stay away. Mr. Moss colored vines, the tall sugar pines, the mocking voice seems to sing. And I'd like to see the lazy Mississippi a-hurrying in to spring. Oh, the mighty grass, the memories of Creole tunes that fill the air. I dream of oleanders in June. That's when I'm wishing that I were there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans when that's where you left your heart? And there's something more. I missed you when I care for more than I miss New
Armstrong singing, Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans? 1947, backed by the all-star Stompers, including Danny Barker on guitar, George Brunis trombone, Albert Nicholas clarinet, Pops Foster bass, and Baby Dodds on drums. Before that, also as a part of the radio series This Is Jazz, Bertha Chippy Hill sang Baby, Won't You Please Come Home. Later in life, after Danny Barker returned to New Orleans, in addition to teaching younger musicians and working with the Jazz Museum, he became a regular at local places, in particular the Palm Court Cafe, operated by George and Nina Buck. Barker sang and played banjo with saxophonist Pud Brown and his New Orleans Jazz Band in 1992. It's Palm Court Strut on American Roots.
Palm Court Strut. Swing your butt to the palm court strut. Swing your butt. Swing it to the left. Swing it to the right. Swing it to the one you love all night. Swing it all night long. Do the palm court strut. Swing your butt. We'll be right back.
swing your butt to the palm coat strut. Swing your butt, swing it to the left, swing it to the right, swing it to the one you love all night. Shake your booty all night long to the palm coat strut. Swing your butt to the palm coat strut. Swing your butt, swing it to the left, swing it to the right, swing it to the one you love all night.
Good evening, fellas. Yeah, I've been in a disaster. Went over to Poke Chop Willie's joint back at the tracks last night. You know, that little bus out joint. Everybody's boozing, having a good time. Fat Fanny was there, Wide Open Annie, Luli Bell, Juicy Lucy, and Poke Chop Willie. They all were sitting there talking trash about the good old days when Poke Chops was a nickel apiece and you couldn't find a nickel. And we were talking trash and drinking, having a good time. And my hand slipped and fell on Blue Lou's thigh. And she straightened up and she said, "Keep your filthy, crummy hands to yourself." I said, "Okay, darling." So we kept on yakety-yakking and talking and drinking that fire water. And after a while, you know, on purpose, my hand slipped again. When my hand slipped, she looked at me and she sang this song. Don't you feel my leg? Don't you feel my leg? 'Cause if you feel my leg, you wanna feel my thigh. If you feel my thigh, you wanna go up high. So don't you feel my leg? Don't you buy no ride? Don't you buy no ride? If you buy some ride, you wanna make me high. And if you make me high, you're gonna tell a lie. Said you'd take me out like a gentleman and treat me fine, but I know there's something in the back of your mind. If you keep drinking, you're gonna get fresh, and you wind up asking for this fine brown flesh. Don't you feel my leg? Don't you touch my leg? 'Cause if you feel my leg, you wanna grab my thigh. Grab my thigh, you're gonna go up high. So don't you feel my leg? Take me out, treat me fine, but I know there's something in the back of your mind. If you keep drinking, you're gonna get fresh, and you'll wind up asking for this fine brown flesh. Don't you feel my leg? Don't you feel my leg? 'Cause if you feel my leg, you wanna feel my thigh. If you feel my thigh, you're gonna go up high. So don't you feel my leg?
All right, the remake of Blue Lou Barker's 1938 hit, Don't You Make Me High, also known as Don't You Feel My Leg, in 1990, Eddie Bow on piano, with Danny Barker singing, backed by the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, many members of which had been mentored by Danny over the years, and leading the brass band revival in the city, including Gregory Davis, Kirk and Carl Joseph, and Kevin Harris, among other now venerable players, including Leroy Jones, Greg Stafford, Erlen Riley, Tuba Fats, and the Marsalis Brothers. And we are back live at Carnegie Hall with Danny Barker when American Roots returns.
I'm Jennifer Barr, a producer here at KAXE. One of the things I do is write public service announcements for our hosts to read on air. We love sharing information about all the things that happen throughout our region, things that make northern Minnesota a great place to live. From Bagley to Virginia, from Brainerd to Big Fork, we want to hear from you. Let us know about events happening in your community. Send us an email, psa@kaxe.org. Again, that's psa@kaxe.org. Send us info at least 2 weeks in advance of your event. Thanks for helping us build community in northern Minnesota.
This is American Roots. During Carnegie Hall's centennial in 1990, I arranged for a concert and radio series at the revered New York Institution's Weill Recital Hall. It was called Folk Masters. We brought an ensemble that included Danny Barker, along with clarinetist Dr. Michael White and the original Liberty Jazz Band, including his students from New Orleans, and Danny's old pal, the Texas pianist Sammy Price. Let's go to the stage.
I first thought I'd just ask you how you feel jazz got to New Orleans. Why jazz in New Orleans?
Because New Orleans is a jazzy town. They don't have no curfew there. Not, no such thing as a curfew. To start a war if you say to have a curfew in New Orleans. Because people celebrate for any occasion. They celebrate the dog's holiday, the cat's holiday, and the poll parrot's holiday. Any excuse to start a holiday. It's a good time town. If you raise hell in your house tonight, nobody says nothing because tomorrow night he'll raise hell in his house. That's out of town. It's a town that bends. No curfew. And they speak of jazz coming from China, Africa, Caribbean, but jazz is a New Orleans commodity. It came out the bawdy houses of New Orleans and the bawdy attitude of the people. Pirates, African slaves, slave owners, slave cheaters. Cheat at night, you know, they sneak back into place. And it's just a good time town. We celebrate two decorations day, one for the government and the army, and one for the people, the general public.
All right.
And it's a town that's the only place I've ever been where they beg you to eat. And if you refuse, they get violently mad with you. Other places you go, you never look at the kitchen. That's out of bounds. They might serve you some tea and some knickknacks, but no hot food on the plate.
Danny has a kind of a philosophy that I've always felt puts the whole world together. It has to do with two types of people in the world.
There are day people and there are night people. The day people are 9 to 5 people. Night people are from 5 in the evening till 8 in the morning. Waiters, bartenders, club owners, taxicab drivers, hustlers, gamblers, fast women, slow women, blind men, one-leg men, anybody's got the notion in their head they want to make a quick dollar. Those are night people. They're out to get you. They don't spend nothing. They don't plant nothing. They know nothing about the farm or the factory. All they know is how to sit around and scheme and how to get the money out of the pockets of the
day people.
Day people. Wonderful. You're learning something.
All right, Danny, well, I'll tell you what, why don't we get why don't we get the rest of the night people out here for a moment? Is that okay?
That's right.
All right, once again, the original Liberty Jazz Band, Michael White and Danny Barker.
Thank you. In 1939, I wrote a song that was recorded by King Cole and Johnny Mercer. It was a song that could have been a celebrated piece of material in Storyville. The name of the song is, repeat after me, Save the Bones, Save the Bones. For Henry Jones, because Henry don't eat no meat. He's a fruit man. See, we're speaking of the people that enjoyed this music. Tonight, I'm gonna give a supper. We're gonna eat some food that's right. And at the head of the table, I'm gonna place Brother Henry's chair. I'm gonna invite all the local big dogs, like the mayor, Dickens, and them people. So we all will have something nice and sweet to eat. Then I'm gonna scoop up all the bones with paper for Henry Jones. 'Cause Henry doesn't eat no meat. You're catching on slow. One day we had a banquet. It really was a big. We started off eating short ribs of beef. Then we finished up eating steak. But after the feast was over, Brother Henry just sat down like a gentleman in his seat. Then I scooped up all the bones for Henry Jones. 'Cause Henry doesn't eat no meat. Next time, louder. Henry is not a drinker, smokes reefers. He rarely takes a nip. Henry never needs a napkin like other people, because the things that Henry eats don't drip, blip. One day, like that, we had a banquet. You, I'm talking to you. Like that? It really was a bag. We started off eating short ribs of beef. Then we finished up eating steak. But after the feast was over, Brother Henry just sat down in his seat like a gentleman, just like you. Then we scooped up all the bones for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry doesn't eat no meat. He's an egg man. Henry doesn't eat no meat. He's a fish man. Henry doesn't eat no meat. He's a vegetarian. Henry doesn't eat no meat. Ba 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 yo, yeah. Speak of the pioneers of jazz, they speak of the jazz tunes, and they speak of the atmosphere. But rarely will they speak of the gentlemen and the ladies who enjoyed this music, because they came from what is called Storyville, which was a part of New Orleans that the police department and society folks chased out of the main city and told them to go on the edge of the town and raise all the hell you want next to the railroad track in the bayou. So I'll do a song for you written by Jelly Roll Martin. And it's a song that he tells of his prowess of dealing with ladies. Let them know that he was the whining boy. And that's the kind of language they spoke in Storyville. They got right to the point. They didn't mess around or fool around. And he told you where he stood. And the ladies and gentlemen of that particular part of the town know what he meant when he said, I'm the whining boy. That means he was a whiner and a squeeze of the ladies. And and he was a persuader. Try to enact this character for you, the whining boy. I'm the whining boy, and I don't deny my name. I'm the whining boy, and I don't deny my name. I'm the whining boy, I don't deny my name. The way I do my business, it's a hell of a crime. I'm the whining boy, I had to cut out the word. And I don't deny my name. Gotta repeat it again. I'm the whining boy, deny my name. I'm the whining boy, and I don't deny my name. Oh yeah, I'm the whining boy, don't deny my name. The way I jazz them girls is a wonderful crime and a shame. I'm the whining boy, and I don't deny my name. Mama, 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 come out here and look at little sis. It's my little sister, Lauren Young. Mama, 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 come out here and look at little sis. You, yeah. Mama, 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 come and look at little sis. She's down in the alley doing that twist, Lauren Young. I'm the whining boy, ba 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 ba, yeah.
Denny Barker on stage at Carnegie Hall with his banjo singing Jelly Roll Morton's The Whining Boy. It was in the 1950s, after years of working with major labels and well-known artists, keeping the jazz, banjo, and guitar alive, that Barker created two 78s on his own King Zulu label. Alas, they were a few months too late for jukeboxes that had just converted to those new compact discs called 45s. The music he made then, however, is memorable.
You better stop messing around.
Barker's final major recording effort was in 1989 with Michael White and Wynton Marsalis. Listen for his banjo work on this celebratory end to a jazz funeral. Oh, but on the third day, Happy Feet Blues.
The late Danny Barker on banjo, working with Wynton Marsalis on his piece called The New Orleans Function, Majesty of the Blues, 1989. That's where the crowd cuts the body of the deceased loose and begins to celebrate his life. Danny Barker passed away at age 85 in 1994. Blue Lou left us 4 years later at age 84. The annual Danny Barker Banjo and Guitar Festival happens in New Orleans, March 17 to 23, 2025, at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. For tickets and information, visit DannyBarkerFestival.com. American Roots is produced in collaboration with Tulane University's School of Liberal Arts. Special thanks to Radio Smithsonian's John Tyler for editing our interview performance with Danny Barker, and also to Lars Ettergren and Trevor Richards for the historical CD Danny Barker.